Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And it is the greatest nation on God's green earth, despite the fact that there is some grim news around us. It's not just the horrible news about Lahaina, which was a beautiful town of 12,000, and now there are more dimensions to the tragedy than even realized before. It's not just because of the new figures from the Centers for Disease Control. No, not about COVID-19, though that's coming back too. It's suicide. And the highest suicide rate in American history. And up very sharply this year. Why? What is going on with this country? Could this be related to the new survey that says that most young people, where the suicide rate has particularly sharply increased, most young people are no longer proud to be Americans? And could that go along with a song which is called Rich Men North of Richmond, which is just taking America by storm? And it talks about how the middle class is crushed, how life in America is bleak, and it's hopeless, and it's wretched, and it's miserable. The last lines of the song by Oliver Anthony say, "Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, because all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down." Is that what this election is going to be about? Is that what President Trump means when he says that the theme of the election is he is our voice, he is our justice, he is our retribution? Retribution means getting even. And what exactly will Republicans get even for if they actually win this presidential election? There is a new report on some of the difficulties facing the Ron DeSantis campaign. We will be speaking a little bit later to Jonathan Allen, who has been following the various candidates and following the surprisingly strong showing and the surge in support for Vivek Ramaswamy, who, again, it's hard to imagine that he wins the nomination. But could he be seriously considered after President Trump has made very positive comments about Dr. Ramaswamy? Is it possible that President Trump would select him as his running mate? Stranger things have happened and probably will. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We'll also be speaking a little bit later to John Yoo, because right now what everyone seems to be obsessed with is the idea that we're not going to have a presidential race with two candidates. We're going to have a presidential race with a series of trials. And I don't mean trials in the sense of trials and tribulations. I mean courtroom drama. Some of it televised, because one of the things that they're talking about is that it's very likely that when in Fulton County, Georgia, Fonnie Willis, the district attorney there, finishes her work with the grand jury, and it's now expected maybe tomorrow, maybe Wednesday, when there's an announcement of a whole series of new indictments for President Trump and his associates. The indictments for attempting basically to steal an election, which is, by the way, against the law. What's interesting is the trial on the other side for Hunter Biden, which will almost surely implicate his father, that trial is not really about trying to steal an election. It's basically much more easy for people to understand and to feel repulsed by, which is it's about stealing money. And this brought me back to a moment in history, November 17th, 1973, which I'm writing about right now. And it's that's the moment where President Nixon basically lost his presidency. Why? Because he was speaking to 400 Associated Press editors in Orlando, Florida. He was down for some time off in Florida. It's November. Okay, it's a good time to go down to the Sunshine State. And he said, the people of America need to know that their president isn't a crook. Well, I am not a crook. Which is now in Bartlett's quotations. It is a famous quotation associated with Richard Nixon. If Joe Biden gets in that same situation where it comes out in the trial with Hunter, and there will be a trial, that he and his close family members were actually taking millions of dollars of ill-gotten gains because they were being funded by some very shady foreign sources and forces, it's going to be a disaster for the country, and it's going to be certainly a disaster for the Biden campaign. And with all that trial going on with Hunter Biden, we can expect that at least one of the other trials, and there'll likely to be four of them, and it's very possible all four will be before the election, though it's also possible two of them would be after the election. And what happens then? Because if it's part of this Georgia prosecution, or if it's part of the New York state prosecution, or part of the New York City prosecution, Trump can't pardon himself. Can't. These are the president doesn't have that power. And these would be state prosecutions that would continue, conceivably, even after... Well, after Biden is reelected, if he gets reelected, or if Trump is reelected. Okay, concerning the Hunter trial, there's a pretty fair, it seems to me, a view of that Hunter Biden trial and how devastating it would be for President Biden that appeared in the New York Times, which doesn't usually get too tough on Biden. They are now. They thought it was over, that they could put it in the rear-view mirror. All that Hunter Biden had to do was show up in a courtroom, answer a few questions, sign some paperwork, and that would be it. Not that Republicans would let it go, but any real danger would be passed, except it did not work out that way. The criminal investigation that President Joe Biden's advisors believed was all but done has instead been given a new lease on life. With the collapse of the plea agreement and the appointment of a special counsel who now might bring the president's son to trial. What had been a painful but relatively contained political scandal that animated mainly partisans on the right could now extend for months, just as the president is gearing up for his re-election campaign. This time... Questions about Hunter Biden's conduct may be harder for the White House to dismiss as politically motivated. They may even break out of the conservative echo chamber to the general public, which has largely not paid as much attention until now. General Merrick Garland's decision to designate David Weiss as special counsel with more independence to run the inquiry means there is still more potential legal peril stemming from Hunter Biden's business dealings with foreign firms. In other words, one of the things, you'll remember the Monica Lewinsky story with Bill Clinton. The special prosecutor, Ken Starr, was supposed to be prosecuting Whitewater. But this opens up the possibility for David Weiss to get into all kinds of details, sleazy details about Hunter Biden. Does that matter? Do you think it doesn't? You can give me a call, 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
On the Michael Medved show, just speculating about what a Hunter Biden trial would look like. And, again, there are more violations that are very possible will be turned up by David Weiss and the Justice Department and by the Republicans who are continuing the investigations of Hunter Biden in congressional committee. And a lot of it has to do with taking foreign money and allegedly buying influence. And again, it is a disaster almost beyond imagining. It's impossible for Joe Biden to win this election if there is proof that he actually personally benefited in terms of receiving money, part of this $20 million that has been fairly well and effectively proven to have been generated by Hunter Biden. And if he particularly did something to help Chinese interests or Ukrainian interests or any other foreign interests while he was vice president of the United States. And it's not just in the 4 years between his vice presidency and his election as president, because a lot of this, allegedly, has to do with when Joe Biden held the second highest decision in the country, position in the country. A trial by jury of Hunter Biden's peers would be a spectacle that could prove distracting and embarrassing for the White House. Not just embarrassing, devastating. This is by Peter Baker, front page story in the New York Times, while providing more fodder to Republicans. The president's advisors were frustrated as a result and steeled for moments of additional torment, even if they were not alarmed by the prospect of a wider investigation. David Axelrod, who is a senior advisor to President Barack Obama, has also been a sometime advisor to President Biden. David Axelrod said, after 5 years of probing Hunter's dealings, it seems unlikely that Weiss will discover much that is new. On the other hand, anything that draws more attention to Hunter's case and extends the story into the campaign year is certainly unwelcome news for the president's team. That's unquestionably true. Testimony and news accounts have indicated that Hunter Biden traded on his name to make money. This is the New York Times now. And a former business partner has said his father was aware. But no evidence has emerged as yet that the president personally profited from or used his power to benefit his son's business interests. A longtime Republican strategist named Douglas High is quoted in this article saying, the decision to raise David Weiss's status to that of a special prosecutor, he says, it shows that there is more than just smoke. It makes it possible to define this now as impossible to define this now as simply a House Republican or MAGA thing. This has to be covered differently now. And as we've learned from other special counsel investigations, where a special counsel starts is not necessarily where it ends up. Because, again, they had a special counsel that was churning away for 3 years on the Whitewater matter, which was a land investment that Bill and Hillary had done together when they were back in Arkansas. And nothing really there. There were a couple of people who went to jail, but not Bill and Hillary, who were investors in this dubious project. But what happened is that special counsel, who eventually was Ken Starr, he wasn't the original special counsel, looked at other things and ended up turning up all the evidence on Monica Lewinsky and the president's lying and cheating and dirty dog behavior. And so, again, can you imagine if a special counsel is running loose on Hunter Biden, how much different material could be brought to public attention, particularly if that trial is televised, as the one in Georgia apparently will be, about President Trump trying to steal the election. The amazing thing about all of this, for the White House, the Attorney General's Friday afternoon announcement was an unpleasant surprise. And they say a head-snapping reversal from just 7 weeks ago when the president's team thought it had turned a corner with Hunter Biden's plea agreement with Weiss to plead guilty to two tax misdemeanors and accept a diversion program to dismiss an unlawful gun felony involving firearms possession. The president is just so stupid on Biden's part. The president made a point of inviting his son, who has struggled with a crack cocaine addiction, to a high-profile state dinner 2 days later in what was taken as a spike-the-ball moment declaring victory over the family's pursuers. The fact that Garland was also at the state dinner, hanging out just across an outdoor tent from Hunter Biden, the man his department was supposed to be prosecuting, left even some Democrats feeling uncomfortable. Uncomfortable is a mild word. Should be disgusted and alarmed. But any sense of release was premature when Hunter Biden showed up at U.S. District Court in Wilmington on July 26 to finalize the plea deal, and of course it fell apart. Final paragraph here is three-quarters of Republicans believe that the president's son got preferential treatment in the plea deal. How many Democrats? 33% of Democrats thought that Hunter got special treatment in the plea deal. This is according to a poll by Reuters and Ipsos in June. But most voters indicated they thought Biden was being a good father by supporting his son. And there were only 26% who said they were less likely to vote for Biden as a result of Hunter's legal troubles. 26%? They say only? Does anyone expect Biden to win by more than 26%? This is why this is such a potential disaster for President Biden. And you see, what I envision is, look, you can say that the stuff, the charges involving President Trump about being the first president ever to try to overthrow the results of an election that he lost, that that's a very, very serious matter, and it's more directly associated with him. He was the president while that happened. He was not a vice president. It wasn't his son or a child. So, but there's also the difference between stealing money, which people understand, and some of the political machinations, which they don't. Somebody who does understand them is Jonathan Allen of NBC, who will be talking to us about what's going on in Iowa and around the country.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Some Republicans are slamming the appointment of David Weiss to investigate the alleged criminal conduct of Hunter Biden. Texas Congressman Troy Nels said he gave the president's son a sweetheart deal once and will likely do it again.
This is nothing more than just the corrupt DOJ under Garland. It's nothing more than to provide cover to the Biden family.
Weiss, who is a Trump appointee, was brought on as a special counsel by the Justice Department as a way to address Republican criticisms that the process has been politicized. The death toll from the wildfire in Hawaii is nearing 100. State officials say about 2,700 structures have been destroyed, most of them homes. Gas prices are on the rise, inching toward the $4 mark across the country. According to AAA, the national average for regular gas hit $3.85. It's the highest it's been since last October. Gas prices have gone up 28 cents over the past month. John Schaefer, USA News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Michael Medved Show. It's January 15th until we get to the Iowa caucuses. But guess what? It's only August 23rd. It's 9 days from now. And we have the first presidential primary debate. The big question about that, will Trump show up? I'm sure the other candidates all want him to show up. Or maybe they don't. Maybe they think he'll get more attention if he's not there dominating the proceedings. To talk about that and to talk about the impact of the Hunter Biden situation and more, Jonathan Allen, NBC reporter on politics par excellence, a best-selling author of the book about the successful Biden campaign, Lucky, has Joe Biden's luck run out with the situation regarding the likely criminal trial of his son Hunter?
Michael, it's certainly not good news for him. At the, you know, at the very best, it muddies the water. You know, political strategists have said to me between what's going on with Donald Trump and Hunter Biden, no matter how you see the way those things split, it does, you know, potentially muddy the water there. And at worst, he's looking at a long trial of his son. And I, you know, I think the special counsel, now new special counsel in that case, has a lot of reason, to potentially, you know, sort of to pursue this to the ends of the earth. And, in a filing last week, even said, there may be more charges than there were, in the original plea agreement that fell apart.
Does this create, and I hate to ask you this because you know the inside of the Biden campaign, having covered it for 2020, Does this introduce a more real possibility that he will not end up being the Democratic nominee, particularly if it turns out that he has personally benefited in any way from Hunter's dealings?
You know, any way is such a broad a broad categorization in terms of, you know, what the public appetite would be, you know, for tolerating things. I think, you know, what I would say is that right now there is not a foreseeable circumstance in which Joe Biden isn't the Democratic nominee unless he decided for some reason not to seek it. It's just
Do you feel a similar certainty for President Trump, even with a fourth set of indictments coming out from Georgia this week?
I don't feel the same level of certainty about Trump. There is an active Republican campaign going on, and you know, while the polls have Trump up by a huge amount, polls are not static. Public opinion is not static, and so, you know, I do think that you have to be willfully blind not to see that Trump is running away with the nomination right now. But there is obviously a much more active effort on the Republican side to deny him that nomination. So that's the only reason I see it as less of a lock. You know, again, I can't predict the future, but Biden is on a path where there's not a viable alternative to him within the Democratic Party.
So who is the most viable alternative on the Republican side? I mean, people talk about some momentum for Vivek Ramaswamy, maybe for Tim Scott, maybe for Chris Christie, of all people. Where do you see momentum anywhere other than the Trump train?
You know, what I've seen mostly is Ron DeSantis fall apart as an alternative. DeSantis, who at one point, you know, had polls that showed him in key states, you know, somewhat within shouting distance of Trump. You know, if you go back way to the beginning of this year, the end of last year, he's really fallen off a cliff. And I think what you've seen is some of the other candidates pick up a little bit of that support that DeSantis has lost. I mean, you know, Trump has gotten, probably most of it. And then you're starting to see little upsurges from, like you said, Vivek Ramaswamy, from Tim Scott, and some of the others, Chris Christie perhaps, certainly in New Hampshire. Chris Christie seems to be a more appealing candidate than perhaps in Iowa, where he's not really making an effort. I think, though, you know, when you look at all these candidates that are getting a little bit of an uptick, they're getting an uptick toward 10%, you know, from below 5% to somewhere between 5% and 10% at the national level. That doesn't mean that somebody couldn't catch fire. Obviously, got a big debate coming up next week in Milwaukee, and you know, so events like that can really give a boost to candidates who do well. But for the time being, you know, there's really nobody else that's even close to where Trump is.
Last time in 2016, Trump was also running strongly, but he ended up losing the Iowa caucuses to Ted Cruz. And do you think his campaign survives if he finishes second or third in Iowa?
I think his campaign does survive if he finishes second or third in Iowa, but I do believe if somebody beats him there, that person becomes the instantly most popular alternative to him. And then what they've got to do is try to sustain that through New Hampshire and South Carolina and Nevada, and, you know, try to get it to a one-on-one race with Trump, hope to be able to outraise him. Trump has had significant problems with his fundraising, in part because, you know, his PAC that funds legal fees is, you know, putting out a lot more money than it's taking in. I mean, it's funny. Well, you know, it's humorous at one level, but I mean, this is somebody who's really showing that he's having a hard time raising money.
Next Wednesday is the debate, Jonathan Allen, and so here's a question: who drops out, do you think, on Thursday, or better, how many drop out on Thursday, day after the debate?
You know, that's a great question. I'm not sure that any will drop out the day after the debate. There are certainly some candidates who really have not gotten traction so far. And, you know, I think the big question for a lot of them will be, are they able to meet the threshold for the second debate? The RNC put out rules about polling and about how many donors you have to get into the debate. Not everybody's been able to meet those thresholds. I think, you know, for a candidate who makes the first threshold and can't make the second, the writing's probably on the wall. But, you know, so, yeah, it's possible some candidates will drop out soon after the debate. I think we'll just have to see who does what in that debate.
Yes, it does indeed do. Just personally, because you've gotten to know these people, who's performance do you look forward to most? I mean, I will confess, Chris Christie seems to me to be a pretty entertaining potential participant there.
I don't think there's any question about that, Michael. I think you hit the nail on the head in terms of Chris Christie being somebody who's very good at feeling comfortable in his own skin on a public stage, on a big stage, on a debate stage, somebody who's clearly going to deliver some shots, certainly to former President Trump, but also to Ron DeSantis and maybe some of the other candidates on stage. Like, you know, Christie's got sort of one gear, and it's punching. So I think you can expect for him to mix it up a little bit.
Well, we do, and we expect great and insightful coverage, as always, from Jonathan Allen of NBC, the best-selling author of Lucky, which tells the story of the freakish good luck that allowed Joe Biden to actually win the last campaign, the campaign of 2020. Meanwhile, more about the upcoming announcement of the big case in Georgia. And why is that particularly significant or menacing toward President Trump? We will get to that and more coming up. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of
times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, nobody knows exactly when they're going to hand down the latest set of indictments for President Trump. And this is not going to be just for President Trump. There will be other members of an alleged conspiracy, and it's a conspiracy that falls under the RICO statute in Georgia. RICO stands for racketeering influenced and corrupt organizations. And we've had a federal RICO law to try to cut back on mafia activity. It was passed in 1970. So you're talking about more than a half century ago. And Fannie Willis of Fulton County District Attorney is expected to present her case to a grand jury early this week, could be today. Two potential witnesses, including a former Georgia lieutenant governor, said they were asked to appear on Tuesday. That lieutenant governor is Jeff Duncan. And aside from spelling his name wrong, President Trump goes after him in his Truth Social of the day. And we can, I think, designate this as our tweet of the day.
Front page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the truth from President Trump that posted on Truth Social, his own website. I am reading reports that failed former Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, Jeff Duncan, will be testifying before the Fulton County Grand Jury. I don't know why he's failed. He decided not to run for re-election, but in any event, he's described as failed as by Donald Trump. He shouldn't testify. I barely know him, but he was right from the beginning of this witch hunt a nasty disaster for those looking into the election fraud that took place in Georgia. He refused having a special session to find out what went on. Became very unpopular with Republicans. I refused to endorse him, exclamation point, and fought the truth, truth capitalized, all the way. A loser! He went to FNCNN, and I think that means Fox News, CNN, because they're both
fake news organizations in the mind of President Trump. That would be one of the reasons he wouldn't show up at the debate, because the debate is going to be moderated by Bret Baier and Martha McCallum, and it's a big event for Fox News. And in any event, the idea that Jeff Duncan is a loser, he's actually a dynamic and charismatic and rising politician. He's a member of the Georgia legislature. He won a very close primary in the runoff to be lieutenant governor of Georgia back in 2018, which, by the way, was a terrible year for Trump. That was the year he lost 43 seats in the House of Representatives. Jeff Duncan then went on, and he was one of those people in Georgia, along with Governor Brian Kemp, who basically recognized and regretted the fact that that Biden had won the state. And the idea that he is testifying before the Fulton County grand jury, we will see. By the way, Jeff Duncan was a professional baseball player. He was in the Miami Marlins organization. He actually got up to AAA rating, and then he threw out his arm, apparently, and he couldn't continue. But he played 4 years in pro ball, which, again, is something he has in common. Well, not pro ball, but Ron DeSantis was a better baseball player than he is presidential candidate, and better governor of Florida than he is presidential candidate. He, CNN reported on DeSantis at the Iowa State Fair, and it's pretty amusing video. They show video of a small plane with a very large banner, and the banner flew right overhead and sort of buzzing around where Ron DeSantis was flipping pork chops and doing other Iowa State Fair kinds of things. And the message it had behind it was a banner that said, "Be likable, Ron!" Exclamation point. Here's the report from CNN. Huh?
As DeSantis is sitting there speaking with Governor Reynolds, up above we can hear a plane flying, and that plane is pulling a banner. That banner says, if you can take a look, it says, "Be likable, Ron." So someone, we don't know who is paying for this, but taking a dig at Ron DeSantis, foreshadowing Donald Trump's arrival.
And meanwhile, Ron DeSantis was asked sort of the inevitable question that presidential candidates get, which is, why are you running? Why should you be president? And this is clip 8. Here's the answer that he provided. Listen.
Well, I was somebody that I was a blue collar kid growing up. I worked minimum wage jobs to try to be able to get myself through school, put myself in a position to succeed. And I did that, and I had an opportunity to start making, good income. And then 9/11 happened, and I decided that, I needed to step up and serve in uniform and, whatever I could do to be able to help at a time of war. I wanted to do that. So we did. And I think what it shows, and what I've done since then, is, I just believe in service over self. I believe if you have an opportunity to do good things for your community or your country, that you have a responsibility to do that and to get that done. And so that's really, I think, influenced me all the way up to the present in terms of what I'm looking to do. Like with running for president, I'm not running to be somebody. I'm running to do things on behalf of the country and for the American people. It's not about me. I'm the vessel. I'm the leader. But it's really about doing right by the folks.
Okay, a decent and obviously fluid answer. And, of course, what you think about here is Ted Kennedy, who was heavily favored to beat Jimmy Carter with his challenge to Carter's presidency in 1980. And he torpedoed his own campaign when he was being interviewed by Roger Mudd of CBS. And he could not answer the same question that you just heard Ron DeSantis answering fairly effectively. This is why DeSantis, don't write him off entirely yet. He's no Ted Kennedy. This is clip 20.
Why do you want to be president?
Well, were I to make the announcement and to run, the reasons that I would run is because I have a great belief in this country that it is, has more natural resources than any nation of the world, has the greatest educated population in the world, the greatest technology of any country in the world, the greatest capacity for innovation in the world, and the greatest political system in the world. And yet I see at the current time that most of the industrial nations of the world are exceeding us in terms of productivity, are doing better than us in terms of meeting the problems of inflation, that they're dealing with their problems of energy and their problems of unemployment. And it just seems to me that this nation can cope and deal with its problems in a way that it has in the past. We're facing complex issues and problems in this nation at this time, but we have faced similar challenges at other times. And the energies and the resourcefulness of this nation, I think, should be focused on these problems in a way that brings a sense of restoration in this country by its people to in dealing with the problems that we face, primarily the issues on the economy, the problems of inflation, and the problems of energy.
Okay. He was struggling, and his campaign ended up being one of the biggest disappointments in American political history. So what about the impact of all of the trials involving President Trump, the trials involving President Biden, and particularly his son Hunter? We'll get a perspective on that from Professor John Yoo, one of the leading conservative political scholars in the country, this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.